Уважаемые,
distinguished Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to thank the organizers of this event, which is at such a high level. I would like to recall that Tajikistan is not a drug-producing country. However, due to its geopolitical situation, it has become a transit state on the so-called North Route. Tajikistan has always supported and continues to support any constructive initiatives aimed at countering the illicit drug trade and drug addiction. One of the initiatives of the Republic of Tajikistan has been the signing of the UNODC protocol on the creation of an agency and the project on a Tajik drug control agency, which has been carried out since 1999. We're very grateful to the UNODC, the European Union, other international organizations, as well as donor countries who have provided us with assistance in solving problems connected with the illicit drug trade, including financing the activities of our agency. We must note that currently Tajikistan is successfully carrying out many projects in this area. Over the past 20 years, Tajikistan has adopted and is implementing four national state programs on drug control, and in 2013, the national strategy on countering the illicit drug trade for 2013 to 2020 was adopted and is being implemented. It includes short and long-term programs of action for the adoption of urgent measures on the stabilization of the drug situation, shutting off channels for drug trafficking, decreasing the level of their illegal trade and non-medical abuse, as well as providing for multiple levels of cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, our state and society consider that the income from the illegal drug trade, which annually reaches tens of billions of dollars, is one of the main sources of financing international terrorism, and therefore combating the illicit drug trade is, in our view, integral to combating terrorism and extremism, which is being carried out by us. Since 1995 through to today, more than 113 tons of drugs have been confiscated by Tajikistan, including 34 tons of heroin and 38 tons of opium. This is a quantity which could make roughly 50 million people drug dependent. And from 5 to 7 tons are seized each year, which shows that our work is successful. The measures taken by the government of Tajikistan have created in the country prerequisites for the reduction of the number of drug-related crimes registered. Over the past 10 years, the proportion of drug crimes has been reduced from 16% to 4.5%. In Tajikistan, the fight against illicit drug trade and drug addiction is addressed by ministries and institutions, as well as the Drug Control Agency, which are specialized state bodies, and the coordinate work in this work. We have created a good legal foundation for drug control. A moratorium has been announced since 2004. This is a moratorium on the death penalty. We have been working with Afghanistan, which has, since 2013, had an office of its Ministry of Internal Affairs open in Dushanbe. We exchange timely information, and we have been carrying out joint operations. We've carried out 22 such joint operations, as a result of which about 1 ton of drugs has been seized, including 360 kilograms of heroin, 50 kilograms of precursors, and a heroin production laboratory has been destroyed, as well as 9 traffickers detained. Along with the use of military and law enforcement measures, we believe that it is necessary to simultaneously develop and implement programs for alternative development of agriculture and economic recovery in Afghanistan, as well as the implementation of collective measures for the creation of permanent jobs, increasing the level of education, and on this basis, addressing social problems. Distinguished participants, we've been very concerned in recent years of tablets containing synthetic drugs from Western countries that have been arriving in our country. tens of thousands of tablets containing these substances have been seized. Having said this, in conclusion, we would like to say that the special session of the UN General Assembly is an important phase in the further strengthening of mutually beneficial cooperation, and it fosters exchange of views and current regional problems with a view to preventing further problems and preventing drug addiction. Thank you.